Good evening from Denver, Colorado, Lakewood, Colorado, to be exact, as we get set for non-conference basketball this evening between the Dort College Defenders and the Bethany Swedes. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest with a 6-3 mark, while the Bethany Swedes are 5-1 overall, averaging 92.2 points per game. Dort College averaging 88.3 points per contest. It shapes up to be a high-octane contest between Dort College and Bethany. Let's take a break, and we'll be back taking a closer look at the matchup between these two teams right after this. The first of two games hosted by Colorado Christian University in Lakewood, Colorado, being played tonight. Actually, the first of four games being played, the first of four games being played this weekend. The host school, Colorado Christian, also playing in games following the Dort College Defenders each day. Tomorrow night, it's Dort College versus Johnson and Wales. Tonight, Bethany, the opponent. They're a member of the KCAC. They're off to a 5-1 start under head coach Claire Olean. Last win for Bethany was a victory over number 6 St. Gregory's of Oklahoma, and was Olean's 500th at the Lynchburg, Kansas school. He has split his time between women's basketball coaching and men's basketball coaching. The Swedes opened the season with a 75-73 loss to Avila and have reeled off 5 wins since, breaking the 90-point barrier on all 5 occasions. Bethany averages 92.2 points per game and allows 79.2 points per outing. They convert 51.3% of its field goals. Teams are converting 40.9% of their field goals against the Swedes, and Bethany has a 42.5 to 39.7 rebounding advantage. The Swedes don't rely heavily on the three-point shot, having attempted 111 in 6 games. They're making 40.5% of those shots. Gary Jones is the leading scorer with a 20.5 average. Cody Harris isn't far behind at 20.2. Those two are going to be a handful for the defenders. Gary Jones is a 6'5 junior from Kansas City. Cody Harris is a 6'5 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota. Harris also has a 3.5 rebounding average and hands out over 2 assists per game. Jones makes 66.7% of his field goals and gets 5.7 rebounds per game. In the words of Coach Dalma, he is a 15 feet and in player, while Cody Harris is a deadly 3-point shooter for the Swedes. They don't rely on it much, but he is effective from the three-point arc, having gone 22 of 53 so far this season for 41.5%. The coach, Olean, is in his 22nd season as the head men's basketball coach for the Swedes. Before that, he was the head coach for 12 seasons of the women's team at Bethany. Won 208 games with the women's team, 292 with the men's team. As men's coach, Olean's teams have won 3 KCAC tournament championships and qualified for the NAIA National Tournament 3 times. And in 2003, the Swedes were the national runners-up. Olean was also honored as Coach of the Year in the NAIA in 2003. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 6-3 this season, 1-2 in the GPAC, stepping outside of the conference again tonight and again tomorrow evening. Dort College is averaging 88.3 points per game. They give up 74.3 points per outing. The defenders convert 50.4% of their field goals. They hold teams to 43.9% shooting. Dort also has a 39.6 to 28.9 rebounding advantage, and Dort converts 66.8% of its free throws. Tyler Walterstorff scores 15.7 points per game and has made 49.4% of his field goals and 52% of his three-point shots. Nathan Rendles and Brian Sumner average 12.9 and 12.6 points per game, respectively. Rendles leads the team in rebounding with 6.7. Sumner has made 25 of 48 three-point shots for 52.1%. Leighton Sampson has a 10.2 points per game average. He's making 55.7% of his field goals. Alex Terpstra's scoring average is 9.7. Andrew O'Donnell's scoring average is 7.1. David Denherger is at 6.2. Last time these two teams were in action, Bethany beat St. Gregory's Saturday, 97-86. They led 39-37 at halftime. Swedes got 26 points out of Cody Harris. He also had 8 rebounds. Jonathan Gibson came off the bench to score 21. He had 9 rebounds before fouling out. Gary Jones had 21 points and 10 rebounds and 2 assists while converting 10 of 16 free throws. Bethany was 9 of 14 on 3-point attempts. Swedes overcame 23 turnovers with a 34 of 59 shooting night, and they had a 54-39 rebounding edge. Dort College handled Mount Marty on Tuesday night of this week, 102-63. They led 53-21 at halftime. Alex Terpstra, Tyler Walterstorff, and Leighton Sampson all had 15 points. Brian Sumner added 12. Andrew O'Donnell scored 9, and Brandon Brewer came off the bench to score 8. Dort had a 40-32 rebounding advantage and converted 10 of 20 three-point shots. Dort College and Bethany have never played before. Dort College has not played many teams out of the KCAC over the years either. The Dort College defenders and Bethany Swedes going through their warm-up paces right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball. Probable starting lineups for tonight's contest look like this. First of all, for the home team on the scoreboard this evening, number one will be Larry Macklin, a 6'1 junior from Colorado Springs for Bethany, averaging 6.2 points per game. Cody Harris is a 6'5 junior from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 20.2 points per game. Nathan Coleman is a 6'4 senior from Oceanside, California, averaging 13.5 points per outing. Devin Smith averages 6.5 points per game. He's a 6'1 senior from Salina, Kansas. And number 24 is Gary Jones, a 6'5 junior from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 20.5 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, it'll be a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Brian Sumner, averaging 12.6 points per contest. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.7 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 12.9 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff wears number 35. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.7 points per game. That's tops on the team. And rounding out the starting lineup will be 6'9 senior David Den Herger. He's from Sioux Center. He wears number 53, and he is averaging 6.2 points per outing. Off of the bench for Dort College tonight, we anticipate seeing Patrick Nobly, 6'2 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota. Number 21, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.1 points per game. Taylor Feenstra is slated to get some action tonight. He's a 6'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 5.1 points per outing. And number 51, Brandon Brewersma, a 6'1 sophomore from Sunnyside, Washington, is coming off a 6-point performance on Tuesday evening over the Mount Marty Lancers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the start of tonight's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Vittingland Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Dort College defenders decked out in their black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in gold for the Bethany Swedes out of Lindsberg, Kansas. They're in their home white jerseys with the yellow numbers trimmed out in blue. This will be a contrast in styles. Watching Bethany warm up in the layup line, it was a dunk show. They also have a three-point shooter in Cody Harris for the Dort College defenders, a team built on a little more physicality, hard-nosed defense, and they will get up and down the floor when they can, but they are not built on the fast break. Bethany Lutheran will send Gary Jones into the middle of the center jump circle against David Den Herger. Opening tap is controlled by Bethany, and Bethany has the basketball. With the basketball, the Swedes on the right side with it is Coleman. Coleman out front to Harris. Harris guarded there by Terpstra. Harris at the free throw line. Kicks it left side over to Macklin. Macklin three, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany off the deflection. Baseline with it is Jones. Jones drives in, and Jones is fouled on the drive to the hoop. He got around David Den Herger, and a foul is called on David Den Herger. Den Herger went out on the ball fake by Gary Jones, and Jones picks himself up off the floor. He got fouled on the way up. He'll go to the free throw line. Might have banged his left elbow. He comes up holding his left elbow. Jones making about 66% of his shots from the floor. He'll go to the free throw line here, where he is a 70% free throw shooter, and he will shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 19:37 left to go in this first half. Free throw on the way for Jones. First one is in and out, no good. He's got another one on the way. 6'5 junior from Kansas City. He's got a second free throw as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Second free throw on the way for the post player. Is on the way. And he is called for a lane violation. And the North College defenders will get the basketball. And that shot is wiped off of the board. It's 0-0 on the lane violation. Full court pressure defense applied by Bethany. North College over the top. They get it to Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra with the basketball. Feeds it out front to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Back over to Terp. Terp lets fly with the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by David Denherter. Back over to Rindles. Rindles around to Terpstra. Terpstra right side. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf hesitates. Drives. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Taken down by Denherter. Denherter has a block. Picked up by Terpstra. Terpstra in traffic. And Terpstra is fouled on the play. They'll wave off the shot and say the foul came before the shot. That's going to go on Devin Smith. That's his first. Team foul number one. And no free throws for Terpstra because the foul came before the shot. Ball comes into Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf is fouled on the play, and the foul is called on Cody Harris. Tyler Walthersdorf got fouled as he got free on the left side of the hoop. He went up strong with it. Got fouled on the play by Jones. Beg your pardon, by Harris, that is. Harris is the shooter. Where's number five? Picks up his first personal foul. That's team foul number two against Bethany. Free throw on the way for Tyler is up. Hangs on the rim and drops through. Dort College gets on the board first. 1-0. Pending the second free throw, Walthersdorf, a senior from Sioux Center. 6'5", leading scorer, averaging 15.7 points per game. Free throws off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bethany. Bethany with the basketball up the floor with it is Coleman. Coleman feeds it over to Harris, and Harris can't reel it in. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Well, this Bethany team wants to press the issue. There's no doubt about that. Reversal over to Walthersdorf off the inbounds pass. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. 5 seconds to get it across, and he does. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany and Gary Jones. It'll be North College basketball. North College leading 1-0, 18:50 left to play in this first half. Inbounding the basketball is Walthersdorf. Gets it into Rindles. Rindles with it on the left-hand side. Pulls it out now to the wing. Rindles feeds it out front. Tyler. Tyler puts it on the floor. Puts it up. Drew some contact. No call made. Fight for the rebound. And it's taken away by Harris. Harris with the basketball. He pulls up. Long two on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Tyler. Tyler Walthersdorf for the basketball. Here comes North College leading 1-0. Tyler feeds it off to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Gives it back to Terpstra running the weave. Out front is Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor. Tries to dump it back to Denherter. Ball's down on the floor and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. There was no change of possession, so we'll see what the shot clock is going to be at. They call a jump ball. Denherter comes off of the field, off of the floor, banged his knee on the floor the way it looks. Leighton Sampson is in the contest. So Dort College gets it on the alternating possession. Nathan Rindles will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding Rindles into the corner. Beesum, three on the way, no good. Rebound tapped, and Walthersdorf comes up with it, wraps it back over to Rindles. Rindles, three from the wing, can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Gary Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones feeds it off right side to Coleman. Coleman up the floor with it. Coleman down to the baseline, and a charging foul is called on Larry McClinn. McClinn whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number three on Bethany, and Dort College will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. He extended the arm just a little bit, trying to drive to the basket, lay it off to Sampson. Sampson can't finish, and now a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. Dort College did everything right that time but the finish. The freshman from Worthington went up with it, but looked like he might have lost it on the way up. Slips out of his hands, and Bethany will get it. Foul on the play called on Dort College and Nathan Rindles. That's foul number one on Rindles. Rindles, 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado. This is more or less a home game for him. Ball deflected by Sampson, picked up by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles shakes left, goes right. Free throw line jumper on the way by Sumner, and Dort College can't buy a bucket. 1-0 our score. The 1 point difference remains. Layup, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bethany, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Walterstorff. Here comes North College. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles feeds it to Sumner. Double team, throws it away. Everybody moving just a little bit too fast right now. Oddly enough, it's still 1-0, though. Terpstra checks out of the ball game. Walterstorff checks out of the ball game. O'Donnell, Knobloch, Sumner, Rindles, and Sampson are on the floor for the North College defenders. For Bethany, they have not countered with a substitute at this point. Out front with it is Smith. Smith guarded by Sumner. Pass it off right side to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Penetration. Kick out past Smith. Smith comes back over to Jones. Jones with it on the right elbow. Jones lost it. Picked up by Rindles. Here comes North College. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan into the front court. The junior feeds it right side. This is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Partially blocked. Puts it up again. Cook. Two-point bucket by Leighton Sampson, and the North College defenders lead it 3-0. 3-0 our score, Devin Smith. Smith, blow by move, kick out pass, Coleman. Coleman, three, ties it. Nathan Coleman ties it up at 3-3 with 16:27 remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Knobloch. Bethany has called off the full-court pressure defense for the time being. Knobloch passes right side Rindles. Rindles, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, right corner. Comes back out front, Sumner. Sumner, ball fake. Nobody wants to take the three right now, working it around the horn. Knobloch comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner, three. Get in there. Good. Three-point basket by Brian Sumner. Sumner makes it a 6-3 ball game. North College in front by a triple. With a basketball back the other way, Coleman. Coleman tests the waters. Front, three on the way, no good. That's the shooter, Harris. He misses. Rebound, Knobloch. Here comes North College pressing the issue. Patrick Knobloch back over to Rindles. Nathan with the basketball gives it up left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball into the corner, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball down to the baseline, double teamed, off balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. He feeds it off McClinn. McClinn, basket, good. He got the driving lay-in. North College 6-5 our score. North College with the basketball. Claire Olean wanted a timeout. Bounce pass goes down low to Sampson. They don't bring the double team. Kick out Knobloch. Knobloch open look at a three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman on the left side. Coleman passes right side McClinn. McClinn three for the lead. Good. Three-point basket for McClinn. It's 8-6. Bethany in front. Claire Olean gets the timeout he wanted a couple of possessions ago. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Bethany calls a timeout, and if I let it slip out a couple times, Bethany Lutheran, that's because I did some prep work for the women's game on Monday night. And that is Bethany Lutheran in Mankato. This is Bethany College, located in Lindsberg, Kansas. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We've got a foul called away from the ball. Is that going to go on Den Herter? David Den Herter has just picked up his second personal foul. Den Herter whistled for foul number two. Here comes Bethany back the other way. Bethany leading 8-6. Into the front court, left side pass Coleman. Coleman with it on the wing. Coleman guarded there by Walterstorff. Comes back outside to Smith. Smith with the basketball into the lane. Smith gives it up to McClinn. McClinn, 15-footer right wing, good. He's got 7 points right out of the chute, and Bethany starting to find their stride. This is a team that's averaging 90 points per game. North College has to find a way to keep this game probably in the 70s. You don't want to get into just a flat-out scoring contest with this team. Walterstorff, spin move, tried to feed it off to Den Herter. It's taken away by McClinn. And a foul on the, beg your pardon, Smith. And Smith is fouled on the play by Knobloch. Knobloch whistled for the personal, his first, team foul number four. And free throws on the way for Bethany. Knobloch whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for Smith. Smith trying to make the first free throw of the night for Bethany. The Swedes, first free throw is up, no good. Another free throw on the way for Devin Smith. 10-6, our score. North College is down by four. 14-18 remaining in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Smith, 6'1 senior. It's off the side of the iron, no good. Came in a 71% free throw shooter, misses them both. Well, the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Den Herger. Den Herger high post. Walterstorff right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell deep right wing. O'Donnell looking down low for Den Herger. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra has it poked away. Gets it whack over to Nabla. Nabla to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. Two players stab at it for Bethany, and they poke it away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking out of the game will be O'Donnell. Checking back in is Rendles. It's Rendles, Nabla, Walterstorff, Terpstra, and Den Herger. The original starting five minus Sumner plus Nabla. Ball's inbounded to Rendles. Rendles with it out front. Nathan with it on the wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra reverses back over to Walterstorff. 2 seconds left. They get it back over to Rendles. Rendles shot no good. Rim down tipped and controlled by Den Herger. Den Herger back over to Terpstra. Terpstra three is good. That came very close to violating the shot clock. And the Dort College defenders get the offensive rebound. They kept playing, and Terpstra finally buried the three. Trying for the slam dunk is Cody Harris in the lane. He kicks it off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra, and Terpstra is fouled on his way into the lane. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. That's foul number two called on Devin Smith. Coleman will check into the ballgame for Bethany. Claire O'Lean wanted a shot clock violation on that last possession for the defenders. The official trying to smooth things over, but Coach O'Lean not having any of it right now. And in all honesty, I can't blame him. If I was in that position, I'd be arguing vehemently as well. It ends up costing his team a three, Dort College with the basketball. I'd be more concerned about the missed dunk by Cody Harris, who could have laid it up and gotten an easy two. Sumner with the basketball on the left side. Gets it left over to Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra to Rendles. Rendles off the glass. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Taken away by Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra put back good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 11-10. 12:50 left to play first half. Bethany with the basketball. They get it up front. With it is Harris. That's a bad matchup. Feenstra guarding him there. They get it over to Jones. Jones on the baseline. Lost it. Picked back up. Comes back over to Coleman. Coleman in the lane. His shot. Wave it off. Foul came before the shot. Foul called on Dort College's Alex Terpstra. That's number two on Terp. Terp will check out. O'Donnell will check in. Don't know how much more we'll see Terpstra here in the first half. We'll have to wait it out. Ball is passed over the top. With the basketball is Jonathan Gidson. Gidson off the glass. And a foul is going to be called in the lane. Foul called on O'Donnell. That's his first. First free throw is up and good for Gidson. Gidson averaging 15.5 points per game off the bench for Bethany. Trying to unlock an 11-11 tie pending the second free throw, and he can't. He misses it. It's off the heel. Dort College gathers in the rebound. Feenstra came away with it. Feenstra goes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner right side. Rendles. Rendles deep right side against Coleman. Comes back over to Feenstra. Looks down low. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner left side back to Rendles. Rendles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell straight on three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Coleman. Coleman saves it in. Gets the return pass now. Coleman with a head full of steam. Stops on the right wing. Tries to stutter step on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Gidson. Gidson back right side to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman at the free throw line. Might have traveled with it, and he did. Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. Brandon Husky checks into the contest for Bethany. Checking out of the game is Gary Jones. 11-11 our score. 11:55 left to play first half. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. Rendles. Rendles will take up against Coleman. Rendles with the basketball. They look to bring a double team on Rendles. Feeds it underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 13-11. With it on the right side is McClinn. McClinn back over to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman right side Gidson. Gidson three, no good. Rebound taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell brings it up. Tries to feed it down low. Ball's deflected. taken away by Bethany. They try a long pass. It's batted down by O'Connell. O'Donnell, that is. Coming back the other way, McClin. McClin comes back. Three-point shot, no good by Harris. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch, well, actually a travel violation called on Bethany. Sampson is in. Sampson is out. Den Herter is in. Also checking into the game is Nabla. Making sure all five, our Dort College has just five players on the floor right now, and they do. Dort College leading 13-11, 11:07 left to play in the first half. With the basketball is Sumner. Sumner picks up his dribble, nearly travels with it, comes over to Terpstra, Terpstra to Nabla. Nabla right side, Rindles. Rindles tries to feed it down low to Den Herter. It's taken away by Bethany. Bethany really collapsing on the post defense. Pass comes right side, McClin. McClin, short jumper, 17-footer, right side, good. He's got nine, and we're tied again at 13-all. With a basketball, Sumner. Sumner, deep right side, comes back to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. They aren't giving Sumner much room to work. That's Husky guarding him. Left side pass comes over to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner. Sumner, right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on Bethany and Alex Peterson. It's team foul number five, I believe, on Bethany. Chris Robinson will check into the game for Bethany. McClin will check out. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. With the basketball, they get it into Sumner. Sumner, ball fake, drives in, nothing there. Back over to Waltersdorf, sets, fires, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herter, and Den Herter is swiped across the arms by Nathan Coleman. And Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and he will shoot the shooting foul free throws. And it'll be bonus time for both teams from here on out as well. So two free throws on the way for Den Herter. He's a 61% free throw shooter. Right-handed free throw is up by the 6'9 senior. It's good. Den Herter with another free throw on the way. Trying to give Dort College a two-point advantage. 14-13 our score. Bethany going to their bench here in the last couple of possessions. And we have a lane violation called on Bethany. And Claire Olean again not happy with the call. Dort College will get another free throw attempt. David Den Herter will shoot after he missed that one. Free throw is up, and officially Den Herter 2-for-2 from the free throw line as he got a freebie. Dort College leads it 15-13. 15-13, Dort College in front by a deuce as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Bethany over the basketball. This is Coleman. Coleman out front feeds it off to Gidson. Gidson with the basketball. Gidson guarded there by Sumner. Comes back right side to Peterson. Peterson gives it up to Robinson. Robinson right side, Coleman. Coleman jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Head to Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, three ball, got it. Three-point basket by Brian Sumner. Dort College beats Bethany down the floor that time. It all started with a rebound and the quick outlet pass. Coleman driving to the basket. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Bethany, and Bethany wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. That's 2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Baseline move is good for Chris Robinson. Robinson cuts it down to an 18-15 ball game. Dort College by a triple. With the basketball is Nabla. Nabla working the offense, passes left side over to Rindles. Rindles to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, three off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany. Pull up three is up and through for Cody Harris. Harris knots it at 18-18. 8:57 left to play, first half. North College has surrendered 5 points in a row. Here comes Bethany on defense. Rindles with the basketball on the left side. Gives it up to Sampson. Sampson gets the shot to go. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. North College leads 20-18. 20-18 our score. Coleman with the basketball. Right-handed dribble. He passes it off to Robinson. Robinson with the basketball. Robinson gives it up to Gidson. Gidson to Harris. Harris, kick out pass. Gidson. Gidson, three off the heel, no good. And winning the rebounding battle that time is Chris Robinson. North College's Nathan Rindles did everything right that time. Head inside position, but when the other player can simply jump higher than you and has 2 inches in height on you, it gets difficult. Rindles feeds it down low to Sampson. Sampson double teamed, fires it out front. Rindles into the corner. Sumner. Sumner long two. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany. Bethany with the basketball. Coming up with it is Gary Jones. Gary Jones leans his way in. Kick out pass. Three. No good. Rebound fought for, and a foul called on the play against Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf whistled for the personal on the putback attempt. And things getting a little more physical in the paint right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We have a media timeout. I'll catch my breath and regroup. Back with more right after this.
For the late.
Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Jonathan Gidson misses the first free throw attempt. He's got another one coming. Three new players in for the defenders, Terpstra, O'Donnell, and Feenstra in. So you've got Feenstra and Sampson playing together. You've got three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior on the floor at this juncture. Second free throw is good. So we're tied 20-20. 7:45 left to go in this first half. North College with the basketball. Rindles will bring it up. Rindles takes it across the timeline, working against Coleman. Rindles spins into the lane, kick out Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it down low. Sampson. Sampson's pass is tipped. Taken back by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell kick out back over to Rindles. Rindles shovels it off to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Sampson with 6 points. Dort College leads 22-20. 7:19 and counting. Sampson just simply went up strong that time. Didn't worry about the contact that was coming and finished. Cody Harris with basketball out front. Harris, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson, gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Down to the baseline is O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Tough spot. Gets it to Terpstra. Terpstra right corner. Got caught up in the air. Ball's deflected. Picked up by Sampson. Sampson back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kick out pass into the corner. Terp. Terp. Ball fake. Three on the way. Got it. 3-point basket. Alex Terpstra. He's got six and the defenders lead 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 8.5 FM. Pass comes left side, down to the on the way, the jumper in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline, holds his ground, gets it to Sampson. Sampson off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Feenstra. Feenstra working the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, caught the hook, and he is fouled. Feenstra kept working the offensive glass, might have been fouled a time or two before he finally finished, and he did finally get the foul shot. And on the way with a free throw is Feenstra, trying to extend the Dort College lead. 27-20 our score, Dort College leading. Feenstra's free throw is up and through. 3-point play for the freshman from Hull. Dort College leads 28-20, biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. with it on the right side. They get it over to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman comes back out. Three on the way is good for Robinson. Chris Robinson, 7 points off of the bench. The Door College run of 8 points in a row is over. 28-23 our score. Rindles comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra is going to drive. Lays it up with the right hand. Count the hoop and a reach-in foul called on Bethany. Point, Door College. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line for another chance at a three-point play. That foul is charged to Gary Jones, and that is his first. So a free throw on the way for Feenstra. So McLean whistled for the personal. That's number two on him. Free throw is up and good for Feenstra. So Feenstra with back-to-back three-point plays for the defenders. North College leads 31-23. With the basketball is Coleman. Coleman dribbles on the right side to the free throw line. Kick out pass, left side. Nothing there for Jonathan Gidson. Pass goes down low to Jones. Jones facing up, baseline jumper, soft touch, 12-footer, good. He's got two. North College leads 31-25. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Feenstra. Feenstra goes into the corner. This is Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, cut off. Sumner looking for someone to pass to. Comes back over to Samson, 20 to shoot for the defenders. They feed it down low to Layton. Layton with the basketball, muscles it up, shot no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Bethany. Bethany with the basketball, long pass, tip, controlled by Gidson. Gidson in the lane, his layup is good. Jonathan Gidson with 6 points. Door College lead is cut in half from 8-4. With it out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew with it. Andrew O'Donnell passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner with it into the corner. Goes to Terpstra. Terpstra three, left it short, no good. Rebound controlled by Bethany. Bethany basketball driving the other way. Gidson. Gidson off balance shot. And a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. And Gidson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on O'Donnell. That's number two on him. Free throws on the way for Gidson. So Gidson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He is 2 for 4 so far. First free throw is up, no good. Another free throw on the way. So Dort College leading 31-27. Gidson with an opportunity to cut the lead down to four, from 4 to 3, and he does so. It's 31-28. Dort College will have the basketball. Bethany has called off the pressure defense for the time being. With the basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner left side, Nabla. Nabla out front. They go back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Reversal. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. They stab at it and they take it away. Coming up with it is Robinson. Robinson layup good. Robinson with a steal and the layup. Dort College has surrendered 7 points in a row. They lead 31-30. Rindles with the basketball back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla gets it back over to Tyler. Tyler three, left it short, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Bethany basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Bethany with the basketball. They pass it right side. Down to the baseline. Hard drive by Harris. Cut off by Nabla. Nabla given the challenge of slowing him down. With it out front is Gidson. Gidson back to Harris. Backdoor cut. Shot no good. And now we've got a foul on the play. Called on Brandon Husky. Husky, the 6'6 senior from Kansas City, climbed the back of David Den Herter, and he'll go to the free throw line now for a 1-1 opportunity. Gary Jones missed the point blank reverse layup. That was on the backdoor cut. Couldn't finish it. Dort College now with an opportunity to extend the lead. Dort College led by as many as eight. Bethany right now on a 7-0 run. Free throw by David is up and good, so David Den Herter knocks down the first one. He's got another one coming. Den Herter with 3 points, all of them from the free throw line. 3:32 left to go first half. Den Herter, second free throw is up and good, so Den Herter now 4 for 4. And the Dort College defenders lead at 33-30. 33-30 our score. Coleman running the show from up front. Coleman in between the circles. He passes left side over to Gidson. Gidson into the lane. His short jumper, 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner turning into a street fight in the lane, and Sumner just bears down and takes that rebound away. Here's Rendles, drive, layup, good. Nathan Rendles with his first two. Dort College responding with 4 points in a row. They've lead now 35-30. With it on the left side is Coleman. Coleman down to the baseline, cut off there by Rendles. Rendles playing with a personal foul. They feed it down low to Husky. Husky feeds it top of the key. With it is Jones. Jones puts it on the deck. Short jumper from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Outlet Rendles. Dort College running the floor. Bethany retreating. Kick right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Tyler. Nothing there. Now Rendles. Rendles puts it up with the left hand. Spin move, good. Nathan Rendles with 4 points. And the Energizer Bunny comes back with back-to-back buckets, and the Dort College defenders lead 37-30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Had someone tweet me asking if we were well represented in the Dort College fan section or if they're seated right behind me. They are seated right behind me, but very well represented. I would guess somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred folks from Denver and the surrounding area coming out to support the defenders tonight. Chris Robinson with the basketball gives it up to Coleman. Coleman back right side, Robinson. Robinson on the right baseline comes back over to Chris Robinson. Robinson to Harris. Harris kick out pass taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. And it goes to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back over to Tyler. Tyler kick out Brian. Brian three. Got it. 3-point basket by Brian Sumner, and the Dort College defenders have a 10-point lead. Sumner has 9 points, all of them on 3-point baskets. Bethany with the basketball. They feed it to Robinson. Robinson kicks it to Gidson. Gidson three. Good. Gidson with the 3-point basket. And a delay of game warning is issued on the play. 1:38 remaining. Dort College leads 40-33. Dort College by 7. Rendles with the basketball, guarded by Coleman at midcourt. Rendles comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf kick out pass, right side. Sumner, another one. No. Rebound taken down by Den Herter. Den Herter with a left hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Brandon Husky. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. So Den Herter working the offensive glass. This was going to be a contrast in style. We knew that. It didn't take long watching the warm-ups to identify that there were some significant differences between these two teams. Dort College has to be a little more physical, and they have been so far inside the paint. They've been strong. Den Herter, first free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Bethany, right from the outset, they wanted to get up and down the floor a little bit more, and they pressed a little bit early. They've pulled that off, though. Second free throw by David is up and good, and he's 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 42-33. Bethany basketball, 1:20 remaining, first half. With the basketball is Coleman. Coleman with it on the right wing. Coleman gives it up over to Robinson, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball, and I believe Nabila has just been whistled for the personal. Patrick picks up his second. And Cody Harris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This will be a 1-1. The last 1-1 for Bethany. That's team foul number 9 on the defenders. Free throw on the way is up and good. Cody Harris makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 42-34, pending another free throw for Harris, a 71% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Harris makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 42-35. 1:10 remaining in this first half. 109 remaining. Pass goes left side to Nabla. Nabla comes over to Sumner. Sumner over the basketball. Brian Sumner passes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up. Nabla. Nabla out front, guarded there by Harris. Nabla to Walterstorff. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles with it on the left side. Double team. Tries to pass it off, and it's taken away by Coleman. They collapsed on the defense. Shot no good by Harris. Loose basketball, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany. It'll be North College basketball. And Cody Harris, that's the second time he has missed a layup this evening. One time he tried to dunk it in the lane. That time he simply short arms the layup attempt from the right hand. North College with the basketball. 38 on the game clock. 35 on the shot clock as they bring it down. Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler gives it off Nabla. Dort College can hold till under 10 seconds before taking a shot here. Right side with the basketball is Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Out front it comes Leighton Sampson. Sampson gives it up to Nabla. Nabla back to Rindles. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Rindles drives with the left hand. Tough angle. Gets it over to Sumner. Sumner will launch the three. Kicks it off the heel. No good. 3 seconds left. Shot at the buzzer is off the mark, no good by Chris Robinson. As Bethany gathered in the rebound, they threw it long to Robinson. Robinson misses the three at the buzzer, and we go to halftime. Our score, Dort College 42, Bethany 35. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. We're at halftime. Dort College leads Bethany and the Swedes 42-35. Bethany led early by as many as four at 10-6. Dort College went on a 5-0 run to take the lead at 11-10. We were tied at 11, 13, 18, and 20. Dort College never relinquished the lead, though. Dort College led by as many as 10 at one point, 40-30 as part of a 9-0 run. It was still 42-33 late in the first half. Bethany got a late two-point basket to make it 42-35 at the intermission. Dort College is led unofficially by Brian Sumner's 9 points. Bethany is topped by Chris Robinson and Larry McClinn with 9 points apiece unofficially. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, Dort College 14 of 37 for 37.8%, 4 for 16 on threes for 25%, 9 for 10 on free throws for 90%. Bethany 13 of 31 for 41.9%, 5 for 14 on threes, 35.7%, 5 for 10 on free throws for 50%. Dort College owns a 41-36 rebounding advantage. Dort College 7 turnovers, Bethany 6. Point totals look like this. Well, they have Brian Sumner down with just 8 points, so evidently one of those threes was just a two. I've got to check my stats and make sure everything balances. Well, evidently they might. Well, no, they don't. That's why. Brian Sumner with 9 points. It should be Alex Terpstra with 6. Nathan Rindles with 4, 6 for David Denherter, Taylor Feenstra with 8, 6 for 6 for Leighton Sampson, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell, 1 for Tyler Walterstorff. For Bethany, 9 points for Larry McClinn, 9 for Chris Robinson, 8 for John Gibson, 5 for Cody Harris, 3 for Nathan Coleman, 2 for Gary Jones, for their total of 36. Bethany, led by Nathan Coleman's 8 rebounds, while the Dort College defenders, David Denherter, has 7 rebounds as well. 4 rebounds for Tyler Walterstorff, 5 for Taylor Feenstra. Nathan Coleman has a team-high and a game-high 5 assists for Bethany. Four Bethany players have one steal each. York College has two players with one steal apiece. You're listening to Katie. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Coming up tomorrow, more basketball as the Dort College Defenders will be facing Johnson and Wales and the Wildcats. That is a 5 o'clock start time, Central Time, I believe. Nope, I'm sorry. 5 o'clock our time, so that'd be 6 o'clock Central. Time changes always cause some issues. Next week, Dort College versus Bethany Lutheran in Mankato, Minnesota for women's basketball on Monday night at 6. Then it's GPAC doubleheader basketball Wednesday evening at Briar Cliff and Saturday at home against Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa.
Two kids.
Dort College Basketball made possible tonight by a grant from the Benninglet of an Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear.
Great Plains Athletic.
Foul trouble. Dort College has four players with two fouls at halftime. Nobody picked up their third. Three players picked up two fouls apiece for Bethany. Pass comes right side over to Harris. Harris to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. His 15-footer right wing is good. Nathan Coleman with 5 points. Dort College leads 42-37. Into the front court with the basketball is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets called for a foul. They say he charged, and Cody Harris helped the cause by falling like he got shot. And the Bethany Swedes have the basketball back. They pass it up front to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman gives it up to Devin Smith. Smith comes back over to Coleman. Coleman drives the lane. Nothing there. Back over to McClinn. McClinn, they bounce it down low with the basketball is Jones. Jones over the top of Ben Herter. His jumper from the right baseline is good. Back-to-back buckets by Bethany to open up the second half. And the Dort College Defender lead that was 7 is now 3, 42-39. Pass out front with it is Sumner. Sumner comes back right side over to Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra, left side, Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Waltersdorf, and a foul called away from the ball. Foul's called on David Den Herter, and Den Herter gets called for his third personal. Well, it's just two up on the board. Bethany with the basketball. They pass it over to Coleman. Coleman with it. Coleman gives it up to Smith. Smith, right side, down to the baseline. Puts it up over the top of Sumner. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Bryan with the basketball. Bryan gets it at half court over to Rindles. Rindles will drive in. Dumps it off for Den Herter. Layup good. David Den Herter with 8 points. Dort College leads 44-39. Into the front court with the basketball is Bethany. Three-pointer is up and through for Cody Harris. He's got 8. 44-42 our score. Dort College up 2. 18-20 remaining in this ballgame. With the basketball out front is Rindles. Rindles will drive baseline. Rindles puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Cody Harris. It'll be Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in, they get it to Walterstorff. Walterstorff out front to Terpstra. Terpstra looking for Rindles. They feed it down to Den Herger. Den Herger puts it up, drew some contact, shot won't go. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Larry McClinn. McClinn picks up his third personal. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking into the ball game will be Jonathan Gibson for Bethany. Checking out will be McClinn. So McClinn will go to the bench with 9 points and three personal fouls. Picking up his third here, about 2 minutes into the second half. Terpstra over the basketball, comes over to Sumner. Right side, Rindles. Rindles open, look at a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bethany. Coming up with the basketball are the Swedes. And a charging foul called the other way, and we've got players just flopping everywhere. Jonathan Gibson gets the personal foul. Bethany came out, and on any contact, they were falling to the ground. Now the Dort College defenders have followed suit, and the officials have to draw a line where they're going to call things and where they're going to let them play. Rindles with the basketball across the timeline. Both teams have two fouls in this half. Rindles will drive, dumps it off for Den Herger, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. No. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Bethany basketball. 17:42 remaining in this ballgame. Bethany to inbound the basketball. This is Cody Harris. Bethany has not led since it was 10-9. We've had several ties. David Den Herger saves the ball into Terpstra. No, they say he was out of bounds on the baseline on the pass down low. Sampson is in. Den Herger will check out. 17:31 left to go in regulation. Bethany. Inbounds the basketball. They get it inbounded to Cody Harris. Harris with it on the wing. Harris kick out pass with it up front is Smith. Smith well beyond the three-point line. A good couple of steps behind the three-point line. They pass it to Gibson. Gibson with it on the right side. Gibson down to the baseline. Pinned there by Walterstorff. Pass comes back to Jones. Jones in the lane missed it. Shot no good. Rebound though. Controlled by Bethany. And the basket on the putback is good. Foul called on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. Leighton has just picked up his first personal. And Devin Smith will go to the free throw line to try and give Bethany their first lead since it was 10-9. Andrew O'Donnell checks in. Terpstra checks out. Another free throw coming here for Bethany in the form of Devin Smith, who is 0-for-2 today. And now 1-for-3. Three-point play for Devin Smith. Bethany has their first lead since the early going. It's 17:07 left to go in regulation. Floater by Sumner on the baseline. No good. It rims out. Rebound taken away by Coleman. Coleman gives it up right side. Three on the way for a four-point lead. Missed it. No good. But there for the rebound is Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman on the left side. Coleman gives it up to Smith. Smith out front. Smith comes back to Harris. Harris over high hands. His three left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner and a foul called on Bethany and Devin Smith. Smith has picked up his third, and Sumner that time simply got that rebound by racing to it, was strong with the basketball, and the foul is called against Devin Smith. That's his third. Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball. They will leave Smith in for the time being with three personals. They get the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles with it. And there you go. Devin Smith just picked up a personal foul. Picks up his fourth at midcourt on a play 40 feet away from the basket, and he has just picked up his fourth personal foul. Checking in will be Chris Robinson. Dort College trails 45-44. Inbounding is Walterstorff. He gets it into Rindles. Rindles with the right hand. Rindles will drive in, floats it up, good. Nathan Rindles split the defense, gives Dort College a 46-45 lead, 16:26 remaining. Ball stolen by Rindles on the other end. Rindles into the front court. His pass deflected, picked up by Rindles. Rindles with it at the free throw line, comes right side over to Walt. Walt puts it up, no good, but he's on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Jonathan Gibson, his second. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for two. Well, we are already in danger of seeing free throws in the bonus situation. Eight fouls called combined between the two teams here early in the second half. Walterstorff misses the first free throw. Rindles is out. Nabla is in. Another free throw coming for Walterstorff. He is 1 for 3 tonight. Free throw for the senior from Sioux Center is up and through. So Walterstorff makes 1 of 2. And the defenders lead 47-45. 16-11 left to play. With it is Coleman. Coleman at the free throw line. He gives left side to Robinson, and Robinson is called for a charge. Chris Robinson whistled for the charging foul. O'Donnell held his ground. And the Door College defenders will inbound the basketball with Tyler Walterstorff doing the honors. O'Donnell gives it to Walterstorff, and Walterstorff will take it up the floor. He's guarded there by Cody Harris. Walterstorff gives it left side to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Tyler. Tyler bounce pass down low to Taylor. Taylor off of the glass. Good. Taylor Feenster with a two-point bucket. He's got 10. Defenders lead 49-45. 15:35 left to go in regulation. Coleman with the basketball on the right side. He's looking for the pass down low. Instead, they give it up to Robinson. Robinson, pass down, a shot down low. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Here comes O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled out near midcourt by Cody Harris. Harris picks up his second personal foul. 1-1 on the way for Dort College and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for the personal. O'Donnell will shoot a 1-1. Leighton Sampson checks into the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff checks out. Nathan Rindles waiting to check in for O'Donnell if he can make the free tries. Free throw is up. And a delayed dead ball. Lane violation on Bethany. Chris Robinson. Robinson leaned into the lane a little early. Touchdown with his fingertip in the lane. Another free throw on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell's free throw is good. Andrew O'Donnell makes the front end of the 1-1. He's got another one coming. They called a lane violation on the first free throw. So O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for his second 1-1 opportunity. This one's up and good. So O'Donnell makes them both, and now Rindles can go in. Can't blame Nathan too much. He was beckoned in. 51-45 our score, 15-22 remaining ball game. North College leading Bethany with a basketball is Coleman. Coleman comes left side. They feed it to Gibson. Gibson back to Coleman. Coleman in the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Taylor dribbling the ball down the floor and diving at it is Cody Harris. Harris lays it up and down. Cody Harris with 10 points. And the defenders trail, a lead, I should say, 51-47. With the basketball into the front court is Rindles. Rindles gives it off to Nabla. Nabla in between the circles. Patrick with basketball. Patrick goes high post to Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed. Looking, gets it underneath for Sampson. Layup good. High-low pass, and Leighton Sampson with 8 points. Dort College leads 53-47. 14:27 remaining in this ball game. Pass goes left side, Cody Harris. Harris with the basketball back to Robinson. Robinson to Coleman. Coleman right side. Dump it down low. With the basketball is Jones. And Jones is fouled on the play by Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for his second personal. That's foul number two on Sampson. Team foul number four. Bethany with the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Coleman. Coleman to Gibson. Gibson might have traveled with it. No call made. Here's Coleman. Coleman shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan will drive the lane, lays it up with the right hand from the left side, no good, and an over-the-back foul called. A pushing foul on the rebound called on Taylor Feenstra. No such thing as an over-the-back foul, but a pushing foul called on Feenstra on that rebound. That's team foul number 5 on Dort College. 13:59 remaining. This one could turn into a free throw shooting contest and a battle of attrition before it's all over. Coming with the basketball is Nathan Coleman. Coleman with 5 points. He's running point. Been pressed into action at the point with Lurie McClinn sitting on the bench with 3 and Devin Smith with 4. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh gets it away to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan on the right side. Reversal Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh comes back to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles down to the baseline, double teamed. Books passes over the top, intended for Feenstra. It's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Bethany. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline. Sampson, Knoblaugh, and Feenstra check out. Waltersdorf, Denherger, I beg your pardon, Sumner, Terpstra, Denherger check in. Ball's inbounded, Rindles. Rindles gets it over the top for Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra with it in between the circles. Terpstra left side to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner right side, Walt. Waltersdorf with it on the right side. Waltersdorf back over to Terpstra. Ball fake in traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. To the free throw line to shoot will be Alex Terpstra. Terpstra will shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting with 13:14 remaining in this contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. First free throw is up and through for Terpstra. Another one on the way. Terpstra with 7 points. And another free throw coming for the sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. This up and down as well. So Terpstra makes them both. Balanced scoring for the defenders tonight. And the defenders lead 55-47. Coming back the other way, Bethany. With it on the right side is Jonathan Gidson. Gidson gives it over to Robinson. Robinson out front to Peterson. Peterson with the basketball. He gives it up to McClinn. McClinn to Peterson. Three-pointer. Gidson missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. He'll bring the ball up the floor himself. Alex Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra driving in, dumps to Denherger. Denherger off of the glass, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, it stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Bethany, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College right now with O'Donnell on the floor for Rindles. Throwing the ball in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Terpstra. Terpstra, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup right hand, good. Give credit to David Denherger sealing off the defensive player. And O'Donnell had a point blank layup. He's got 6 and the defender lead is 10 again, 57-47. 12:28 left to go in the contest. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Bethany. Jonathan Gidson. Gidson with a putback. He's got 10 and the Dort College lead is 8, 57-49. Into the front court is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has it tipped. Tyler Waltersdorf will look for the personal and his third. I am not sure what the infraction was there. They call a foul on Tyler. On the floor for the defenders will be Terpstra, O'Donnell, Sumner, Denherger, and Feenstra. Bethany will counter with McClinn bringing it up. Peterson, Coleman, Gidson, and who's the big fellow? That's Brandon Husky. Coleman at the free throw line. Back around the horn they go, McClinn. McClinn gives it up to Gidson. Gidson with the basketball. Gidson driving in, and Gidson is a charge. Gidson ran over the top of the Dort College player, picks up his third. I believe that was Terpstra setting up to take the charge. It was either Terp or O'Donnell. Rindles checks back in. Feenstra will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Feenstra gets it inbounded to Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. Token pressure applied by Gidson, who just picked up his third personal. Ball is deflected and dribbled off of a foot. Coming up with it is Gidson. Gidson layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan Rindles whistled for his second personal foul. Gidson took exception to something there. Rendles was standing on the baseline out of bounds, and Gidson wanted to extend the play, if you will. 11:40 left to go. That's foul number two on Nathan Rendles. Free throws on the way for Gidson. This will be a two-shot situation. He's 3 for 6 so far. And makes it 4 for 7. 1 for 1 here in the second half. Dort College's lead is 57-50 pending the second free throw. So another free throw on the way for Gidson. This one's up and through as well. He's got 4 second-half points, 12 points for the ball game. He's come off the bench to score 12. He's averaging 15.5 points per game, mostly as a reserve for Bethany. Back, 4 straight points for Bethany right now. With the basketball is Rendles. Rendles comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it. Terpstra with it, gives it high post to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, now Sumner. Sumner pushed out on the floor 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point line. Sumner gives it to Rendles. Rendles puts it down on the floor, puts it up in traffic, shot blocked, fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor, still loose, and still loose in the melee. They're going to call a timeout. Going to be a jump ball alternating possession. Jump ball alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball throwing it in. This is Rendles. 8 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Rendles gets it into Sampson. Layton back over to Terp. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Terpstra, 17-footer, buried it. Alex Terpstra with 10 points. Dort College leads 59-51. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community, and by Borenson's Avoid and Handling Gravel and Excavation Needs on the web at borenson's.com. If it all settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College 59, Bethany 51. Bethany will inbound the basketball. Alex Peterson will throw it in. Bringing it up will be Devin Smith. Smith to bring it up the floor. He passes left side over to Larry McClinn. McClinn back to Smith. Smith in between the circles. Comes back to Coleman. Coleman down to the baseline. His floater can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to Rendles. Rendles into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. Dort College trying to build on an 8-point lead. Nathan down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the left wing. Comes back to Sampson. Layton with the basketball. Crossover move off of the glass. Good. Nice piece of footwork that by, time by Layton Sampson. Dort College leads 61-51. He countered the defensive moves by the Bethany player. Gives Dort College a 10-point lead. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Coleman. Coleman driving in, and a charging foul called on Nathan Coleman, his second. 61-51, Dort College in front by 10 with the basketball. Coleman has just picked up his second, I believe. No, that's his third. Stress that my numbers are always unofficial. Beesum, 3, Baker's dozen, no. And that shot goes up and over and ends up on the backside. And the Dort hanging above the rim. And the Dort College defenders. So the ball is stuck above the backboard. And we're trying to get it down. And Dort College getting a free timeout out of it. A breather. They will get some water. And the Dort College defenders with a 10-point lead. That was Brian Sumner taking a three-pointer unmolested from the right corner. Dort College had caught Bethany's defense sleeping when Sumner got as open a look at a three as you're going to get, but he just missed it off the heel. Rebound, and another, a charging foul called on Devin Smith, I believe, and that's number 4 on him. Smith has just fouled out of the ballgame, and he can't believe it. 9:59 left to go in the contest. Bethany will have to go without their starting point guard, Devin Smith. And I believe we have another media timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College with a 10-point lead, 61-51. Back with more after this.
I really like the diversity and cultural variety we have at Dort. My name's Kyle Vanderzee, and I play soccer as a Dort defender. I'm originally from Chicago, so small-town Iowa was a bit of a shock at first, but I've really learned to appreciate life on campus. The campus is alive. People here are alive. For a small school, there are lots of different backgrounds and lifestyles represented. There are so many people to learn from, and it's a blast to get together and encourage one another. The community here is one of my favorite things. Check out my school at dort.edu.
My diabetes tests me every day. It tests my parents, my friends, my gymnastics practice. But JDRF has my back. They're working hard to find a cure for type 1 diabetes, which for me would mean freedom. And they help me now with better treatments and new devices that make my life easier. The folks at JDRF test themselves every day, so someday I won't have to. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Live FM. Dort College leading Bethany 61-51. The Dort College defenders for getting a media timeout there. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Bringing the basketball up will be Nathan Rendles. Rendles across the timeline working against Larry McClinn. McClinn with the basketball. He gives it over to Feenstra. Feenstra, lob pass to turnover by the Swedes, and the Dort College defenders get it back. This is Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the left side. Sorry for the break in the action. Lost my wireless connection momentarily. Pass comes back over to Brian Sumner. Sumner back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it, 9:19 remaining. Comes over to Sumner. Dort College trying to build on a 10-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame so far. Rendles with the basketball, and Rendles, we've got a foul called on Leighton Sampson underneath the basket. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal. And for Leighton, that is number 3 tonight, all in the second half. So now you need another stop if you're Dort College. Larry McClinn will bring it up. McClinn passes over to Coleman. Coleman with it back over to McClinn. McClinn with it at the point. Comes back left side. This is Gibson. And a foul called on the drive into the lane. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders. And that's now number 45, Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his second. And free throws away Bethany. And the question is it a one-and-one or is it a two-shot situation? So Gibson will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Jonathan Gibson with 12 points today, 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the second half, now 3 for 3. He was 3 for 6 from the free throw line in the first half, 6 for 9 now. Terpstra, Feenstra, and Sampson check out, 8:57 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Gibson. Gibson with 13 points, missed it. Dort College leads 61-52 with the basketball. Coming up the floor with it is Rendles. Need a good possession here. Rendles picks up his dribble. Rendles in a tough spot. Gets it out front to Den Herder. Den Herder over to Walthersdorf. 8:44 and counting. Dort College by 9. Goes to Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline. Nothing there. Now Den Herder on the wing. Comes out front to Tyler. Tyler to Brian Sumner. Sumner to Knoblaw. Knoblaw with the basketball. Knoblaw comes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf head fake. Got his man up in the air. Dumped it down low to Den Herder, and Den Herder is fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way for David Den Herder. Den Herder, 6 for 6 from the charity stripe tonight. Let's see if he can continue that. Dort College leading 61-52. Double bonus free throws from here on out for both teams. Free throw by David Den Herder is through. He's 7 for 7. Another one on the way. trying to extend the lead to 11. That would be the biggest lead of the game for the defenders with 8:29 remaining in the contest. Second free throw by the 6'9 senior from Sioux Center is up and straight through. Stroke that one right through. He's 8 for 8, 10 points for Den Herter. Dort College leads at 63-52. Bethany over the basketball. The Swedes bring it up. Left side it goes to McClin. McClin up front to Gidson. Gidson back to McClin. McClin, Gidson. Gidson, three ball, missed it. No good. Rebound Den Herter. And a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders, I believe. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal, his first. And going to the free throw line will be Coleman, I believe. Coleman is a 58% free throw shooter. And he will shoot two here. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 5 points, averaging 13.5 points per game. Well, it seems like every foul call is a summit meeting. You've got conversations happening all over the floor, either between the coach and the officials or the officials and each other or the players and the officials. Coleman's first free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Coleman is up, and that one is good as well. So Coleman makes them both. He's 2 for 2, and the defenders lead 63-54. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Now Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hesitates. His shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming up with it is Sumner. Dort College can use the shot clock again. Nabilah comes over to Rindles. Rindles right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf. Kick out pass. Nabilah. Extra pass. Rindles. Rindles. No look pass. Waltersdorf off the glass. Good. Tyler with a 2-point bucket. Dort College back in front by 11, 65-54. 7:41 left to go in the contest. Right side pass, Coleman. Coleman to the free throw line. His jumper from 15. He whispers it in off of the rim. Nathan Coleman with 6 second half points, 9 for the game. Dort College leads 65-56. 7:25 left to go in the contest. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. And Patrick Nabla has just been called for a foul away from the ball. Nabla gets called for a foul away from the ball. Bethany will inbound the basketball. Bethany will inbound the basketball. McClin with it. McClin passes right side over to Coleman. Coleman, and now we've got a foul. And that, my friend, is a makeup call. 65-56 our score. Foul called on the other end goes against Gary Jones. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up. Tyler Waltersdorf brings the basketball across the timeline, working against token pressure by Jonathan Gidson. Right side pass, Nabilah. Nabilah goes down low to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf spins into the lane, lost it, gets it back. Head fake, kick it out. Sumner, and a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on the Dort College defenders. Once Waltersdorf kicked it out, he was going to get called for the 3 seconds violation, and here comes Bethany with the basketball. 6:56 left to go. Left side pass goes to Coleman. Coleman comes back over to McClin. McClin right side to Gidson. Gidson driving in. And a charging foul, beg your pardon, a blocking foul called on Den Herter. Den Herter was inside the charge ring. And fouls, free throws now for Bethany and Jonathan Gidson. Gidson is 3 for 4 in the second half, 6 for 10 for the ball game, and he's got 2 free throws coming here. Free throw is up by Gidson, in and out, no good. He's got another one coming, 6:45 remaining. Brian Sumner and Patrick Nabilah check out on the floor for the defenders. It's Den Herter, Waltersdorf, Terpstra, Nabilah, and Rindles. Free throw is up. Free throw is through for Gidson. Gidson now 4 for 6 in the second half. 7 for 12 for the ball game. He has 14 points. Rindles spins. Pass deflected. Goes off of the glass. Here comes Dort College. Stolen. Here comes Rindles. Rindles gets it underneath to Den Herter. Den Herter fouled on the play, and David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College, Tyler Waltersdorf stole it away near midcourt. Got Dort College in transition with a pass over to Rendles, and Rendles was able to dump it underneath to David Den Herter. Now Den Herter shooting two free throws. Free throw on the way for Den Herter. He is up and through. Den Herter 9 for 9. Another one on the way. Leighton Sampson, the freshman from Worthington, waiting to check in for his counterpart from Sioux Center. If he can make this free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Den Herter, 10 for 10 from the charity stripe, and they've needed them all. 67 to 57. Dort College still in front by 10. 6:29 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 67 to 57. And the Bethany Swedes have the basketball. And they will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Dort College on defense with it. The Swedes. Coleman. Coleman out front. Coleman with the basketball. He passes left side over to Harris. Harris with the basketball. His jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf with it on the right wing. Comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Gets away from the defensive player. Dumps it underneath Sampson. Layup good. Nice piece of work that time. Once you get around the defensive player, good things happen, and Terpstra was able to find Sampson for the wide open bucket. He's got a dozen, six in each half. Coleman in the lane, his shot no good. Rebound deflected, and Rendles comes away with it. Dort College leads 69 to 57. Rendles into the front court. Kick it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, ball fake, back to Nathan. Nathan loses it, picked up by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball out front. Tyler. Tyler, ball fake. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball. No. Rebound taken away by Coleman. 5:25 left to go in the game. Dort College by a dozen. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Gidson. Gidson feeds it left side McClinn. McClinn, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra, and both teams gassed right now. Ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell somehow got behind the defensive player, and he goes up, and I don't know if it's the altitude right now, but it looks like both teams have just hit a wall. Playing in the thin air, both teams down in their on the free throw line. Everybody's got the universal sign of distress, that is, both hands on the knees, hanging on to the shorts. O'Donnell with a couple of free throws coming. First free throw for Andrew is up and through. Critical point of the ball game right here. I just get the sense that Dort College can put this one away with a little run, a couple defensive stops. O'Donnell, first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. O'Donnell tonight with 7 points. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. Andrew O'Donnell, right-hander, is up and good. O'Donnell makes the free throw. He'll check out. Nabla checks in. 5:09 left to go in the contest. Dort College leads 71 to 57. 5:09 remaining in this contest. Bringing the basketball up is McClinn. McClinn passes right side to Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman with it on the right wing. Coleman gives it back over to Harris. Harris guarded there by Nabla. Harris hounded by Nabla. They get it back over to Coleman. Coleman in the lane. Scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Nathan Coleman with 8 second-half points. Dort College leads 71-59. Under 5 minutes to go. Pass goes over to Rendles. Dort College with the basketball. 29 on the shot clock. They feed it over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up left side to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball, Sumner. Sumner, right side, Rendles. Rendles shakes left, goes right, puts it up, draws contact, gets it away to Sampson. Sampson in the middle of the lane, pulls it up over the glass, good! 8 points for Sampson in the second half, 73-59, and Sampson just being strong with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders, they give it right side, Coleman, on defense, Dort College. Coleman's going to drive the lane, jump stop, his shot in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bethany, And the ball is stripped on the way up, and the Dort College defenders get called for a foul with 4:01 remaining. Foul's going to go on Nathan Rendles. That's number three on him by my count. 73-59 our score. Dort College leading. Chris Robinson shooting free throws, and this is where Bethany can make up some ground with the clock stopped. A 14-point advantage for the defenders. First one is good. Gidson. I beg your pardon, this isn't Gidson, this is Robinson. Robinson makes the first one. He's got 10 points off of the bench. Came into the game averaging 2.5 points per ball game. Can make it a dozen-point difference. Doesn't. Missed free throw. Sumner has it tipped away from him from behind by the Bethany player, and that's a new player in the game. That's Aaron Cooley. Aaron Cooley, first action of the night for him. Dort College with the basketball, under 4 minutes remaining. They're up by a baker's dozen, 73-60. Coming the other way with it is Rendles. Rendles gives it over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian Sumner at the free throw line gives it over to Feenstra. Feenstra can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Feenstra facing up 17 feet from the hoop, put it on the floor hard, and got fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Well, with the way Taylor has shot free throws this season, that's probably not a bad foul, although he's 2 for 2. Now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points. This is the Taylor Feenstra we were seeing early in the season. Game number 10 of the year here for these freshmen, so it's, and they've played extensive minutes. Feenstra makes both free throws. He's got 12, and the defenders lead by 15, 75-60. Coleman coming back the other way. Coleman dumps it into the corner. Nothing there. 3:37 and counting. Coleman, and a foul called on Nabla. Patrick Nabla picks up his fourth personal, and free throws on the way for Cody Harris. So Harris picks up his, he will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Cody, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe, the 6'5 junior from Rapid City. First one is good. He's got another one on the way. Cody Harris, a junior at Bethany by way of Minnesota West Technical College. Second free throw, no good. And the Dort College defenders come up with a basketball. So Harris makes one of two. Defenders leading by 14. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Bethany basketball. Dort College got the ball down to the left block. They turn, and they turn it over. And Bethany has a chance to cut into the 14-point lead, 75-61. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman back over to Harris. Harris, three, good. Cody Harris, the kind of player who can bring this team back. 75-64, Dort College by 11. 3:10 remaining. Tyler Waltersdorf into the front court. Tyler picks up his dribble, and he's called for traveling. Turnover gives the ball back to Bethany. Bethany with the basketball. Dort College needs a defensive stop, and Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout. He's got four left. That'll bring him down to three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College still holding on to an 11-point lead, 75-64. Bud Bethany trying to make a game of it, and they have fought their way back to within 11 after trailing by as many as 15 at 75-60. So Bethany with the basketball, and I believe we had blood on the jersey of Cody Harris, and they'll get that taken care of, and they will get him back in the ball game, or they won't have to remove him, I should say. 3:06 remaining, ball's inbounded, Bethany with the basketball, Coleman. Coleman takes it up the floor quickly against O'Donnell. Coleman with it, driving in, and Waltersdorf dives down on the double team, takes it away on the spin move. Kick it into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Wise move there. Runs a little more clock. O'Donnell puts it up. Block. Fight for the rebound. And Sampson is fouled on the putback attempt. O'Donnell went up hard. Had it blocked against the backboard. Sampson then came down with it. And he just simply took it back up. The freshman who prepped at Southwest Christian in Edgerton, Minnesota. Free throw on the way for Sampson. First one is up and off the heel, no good. Another one on the way. 2:47 left to go in the game. Dort College 75, Bethany 64. A second free throw on the way for Sampson. That one's up and through, so Sampson makes one of two. 15 for the freshman. Dort College leads 76-64, 2:44 remaining. Left side pass, Coleman, guarded there by O'Donnell. Round the horn they come over to Chris Robinson. Robinson to McClinn. McClinn gives it up. Harris. Harris, tough shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. 2:25 left to go. Dort College, a pair of defensive stops. Now they'll try to seal the deal. Left side over to Sumner. 2:20 left to play. Sumner draws the double team. Now tries to dribble out of it. Three players around him. Finds Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf on the wing, in danger of a 5 seconds call, gets it to Rindles. 10 to shoot for the defenders, 2:05 remaining in the game. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell kicks into the corner. Sumner, three, no good. Rebound tapped out, and coming away with it, Bethany, and they'll get a breakaway layup with 1:54 remaining. And the breakaway layup gives Chris Robinson 12 points and cuts it to a 10-point ball game, 76-66. Dort College very nearly tap out on the rebound. Instead, Bethany got it for an easy layup. Timeout on the floor, charged to Bethany. They have two remaining. Back with more after this. 1:51 left to go in this contest. The Dort College defenders holding on to a 10-point lead with the basketball, 76-66. Length of the floor in front of them. They get the ball inbounded. Terpstra gives it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will bring it up against the pressure by Robinson. Tyler into the front court, hands it off to Rindles. Dort College will run some clock if they can. 1:40 remaining, 24 on the shot clock. Rindles gives to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it off to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball out front. Terpstra guarded closely by Harris. Comes back over to Rindles, and they foul. And that is one thing I've never understood. If you're going to lengthen the game and commit some fouls, why do you wait until the shot clock is down under 15 and then commit the personal foul? I guess you're going to play for the steal, so I won't question it too much. 6 points for Rindles tonight, and now 7. 77-66, pending a second free throw by the Boulder, Colorado native, the junior. This one's up and good as well. So Rindles makes both free throws. He's got 8. And the defenders lead 78-66. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Coleman. Coleman gives it up to Robinson. Robinson layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And this is what will drive you crazy if you're Dort College. You do not want to send Bethany to the free throw line because they can make up ground with the clock stopped. Leighton Sampson has just picked up his fourth personal, all of them coming here in the second half. Free throws for Chris Robinson. Robinson's first free throw is off the heel, no good. He's got another one coming. Robinson is 1-for-3 tonight from the charity stripe. Dort College leads 78-66, 1:19 left to go in the game. Another free throw on the way for Robinson. This one's up, and he misses that one as well. Rebound deflected, taken by Rindles. Here comes Dort College, 1:14 and counting. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan Rindles goes left side. Terpstra, Dort College will run clock again if they can. Terpstra with the basketball, spins out of the trap. Jump stop, gets it away, Rindles. Rindles, double team, back over to Terp. 17 to shoot. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra has Sumner open, can't find him. Ball taken away. Coming up with it is Harris. Harris will pull up and shoot a three and hits it. Cody Harris with 17, and the Dort College lead is 78-69. 49 seconds remaining in this contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Bethany. They've got one left. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College clinging to a 9-point lead. Bethany making a ball game of it. Ball's in mounted to Terpstra. Terpstra in the backcourt. Terpstra with the basketball. And a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders. Foul called on Alex Terpstra. And Bethany will inbound the basketball. This one is not yet over yet. You're going to need some defensive stops. Terpstra picks up his third personal foul. Pass out front. Harris. Harris puts it up over high hands, and he hit it. Three-point basket by Cody Harris. He's got 20. And Bethany has made it a 78-72 ball game. Dort College defended it pretty well that time, but Harris still knocks down the three, and he's going to be the player that brings this team back yet. Today's broadcast made possible by Grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Well, if you're Dort College now, you must have a good possession here. You've got to get the ball inbounded, and you've got to make free throws because you know the foul is going to be coming. Both teams are in the double bonus. And foul moments ago was on Alex Terpstra, and that was his third. So Dort College right now on the floor with Terpstra, Sumner, Waltersdorf, Rendles, and O'Donnell. Bethany will counter with Harris, Coleman, Robinson, looking to inbound. And Waltersdorf will call a timeout. Dort College now has two remaining. Dort College forced to call a timeout before they can get the ball inbounded. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BorenSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners. 86. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Waltersdorf to trigger it in. He gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra in the backcourt gets it to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles back over to Terp. Terp ahead to Sumner. Sumner in the corner, and Sumner calls for, they call for a timeout as Dort College got it up the floor with 2 seconds to spare. And this will be a 30-second timeout again. With 31.2 seconds remaining, Dort College is going to use up every bullet in the gun. Bethany has used up all of their timeout allotment. Dort College has one remaining. Ball will be inbounded directly in front of me when we resume play. I am seated at the scorer's table just off of center court, looking almost straight down at one end of the center jump circle. Seated next to the Dort College bench in front of the Dort College faithful who have made their way down to Colorado Christian University. Dort College with a 6-point lead, 31.2 seconds remaining in this contest. Bethany making a ball game of it, cutting the lead from 14, or 15 at 75-61. Dort College will inbound the basketball. They get it into Rendles. Rendles in half court, at midcourt. And he is fouled on the play, and Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Leighton Sampson will check into the ballgame for Dort College with 29 seconds remaining. And if you make a couple of free throws here, you put yourself up by 8. Let's see what Rendles can do. Dort College leading 78-72. Bethany on a 12-3 run right now, so Dort College needs to regroup. And the foul was called on Nathan Coleman. That's his fifth, so he fouls out with 29 left. And he fouls out with 11 points. He is the second player to be lost to fouls for Bethany and the Swedes. Rendles will shoot two. Double bonus time for both teams. So the free throw on the way for Rendles is up and through. Well, if I've got to pick somebody who I want at the free throw line in this situation, that's the guy I want. Another free throw on the way for Rendles with 29 seconds remaining. Can extend it to an 8-point ball game here. And the second free throw is up and good as well for Rendles. So Rendles gives Dort College a 8-point lead at 80-72. Steal by Dort College in the backcourt is Rendles. Rendles brings it up the sideline, and he is fouled by Larry McQuinn. And the Dort College defenders, it appear, will hold on and win this basketball game. So the Dort College defenders battling, and going into this one, I thought it was less than a 50-50 deal. The Dort College defenders sending Larry McClinn to the bench as he fouls out for Bethany. He picks up his fifth personal right there. Free throw on the way for Rendles is up and through. Another one on the way. He can make it a 10-point ball game, and he does. 82-72, Dort College in front. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Bethany with the basketball. Harris with the basketball. Turnaround three from the corner, good. Well, I'm glad he didn't go unconscious earlier because he is there right now. Dort College by 7, 8 seconds remaining. Sumner wrapped up on the play. Chris Robinson commits the foul. Well, Harris didn't do much in the first half. He had a 3 and a 2, and he missed a couple of layups. In the second half, though, he has been a handful. He's got 18 points in the second half, 23 for the ball game, if my count is correct. 5 threes, a 2, and a free throw. Free throw on the way for Sumner with 6.8 seconds remaining. It's a 7-point ball game, 82-75. So Dort College, it would appear, has this one in hand, but crazy things happen. But you should be in good shape. No timeouts for Bethany. Second free throw by Sumner is up and through. So Sumner makes one of two. 5 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. And Leighton Sampson grabs the rebound, and the Dort College defenders come away with a hard-earned 83-75 win. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Claire Olean and Ross Dama exchanging pleasantries at half court. And Claire Olean, I read the lips, and he said, you guys just play really hard and really fast. And Bethany on the short end of that 83-75 decision. Well, the people who came and were nonpartisan observers tonight, they were treated to a pretty good ball game. Very competitive, very hard fought. Both teams got after it. And the Dort College defenders end up on an 8-point plus side, 83-75. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Going to keep it right here. I'm having a little restart problem with my computer, so if it sounds a little rough for a little while, that's why. I can't take my normal time to catch my breath. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. At Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Gernewick is a broker. By the Van Inglen Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting, thank you, www.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. I'm going to go through this a little bit backwards. I'm going to go through the numbers now as my computer looks like it's going to restart, and then I'm going to take a break, and then hopefully we'll have Coach Dalma with us. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 24 of 57 from the floor, 85.7%, 5 for 20 on threes, 25%, 30 of 35 on free throws, 85.7%. For Bethany, 26 of 63 from the floor, 1.3%, 9 for 27 on three-pointers, 14 of 24 on free throws for 58.3%. Rebounds, Dort College out-rebounded. The Bethany Swedes, 47 to 30. Dort College, 21 turnovers. Bethany with 16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious today, 83 to 75. And still waiting on my computer to... We'll take a break. It appears that we will be able to take a break here shortly. I'm going to stall for a little more time again. Oh, the wonders of technology. Dort College led in by Leighton Sands up with 14. 12 each for Taylor Feenstra and David Denherter. 12 for Nathan Rindles. 11 for Alex Terpstra and 10 for Brian Sumner. 8 for Andrew O'Donnell off of the bench, and Tyler Walterstorff ends up with 4. Cody Harris led Bethany with 22 points officially, 14 for John Gibson, 12 for Chris Robinson, 3 for Devin Smith, 9 for Larry McClinn. 12 rebounds for Nathan Coleman for Bethany, and 4 for Gary Jones for Dort College. They were led by David Denherter, 7 rebounds. 6 rebounds each for Brian Sumner, Tyler Walterstorff, and I left Feenstra off that list. Taylor ends up with 8 rebounds this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nathan Rindles has taken a seat beside me and the Dort College defenders. Nathan, a homecoming of sort for you, an opportunity to play in front of a big crowd. Nathan, first of all, what does it mean to play this game back in your home area in front of a lot of fans?
Oh, man, it's been a blast. The best part about it is we've got the whole Defender Nation out here. A lot of support from the high schoolers, family, and we travel so well. That's why it's so awesome to play here.
For you, Alex, Alex Terpstra, a sophomore coming back, and you had the opportunity to play in front of friends and family. What does it mean to bring your Defender team here to Colorado, to Denver, and the opportunity to show what you guys have done in Sioux Center for the past year plus now?
Just like Nathan said, it's been amazing. There's tons of people out here, tons of friends and family, and definitely blessed how many friends and family came out. It's very, very overwhelming and speechless, to say the least.
Tough ball game tonight. Got a little physical. What do you guys have to do to pull this one out? Because it never felt like you were fully able to put Bethany away. You first, Nathan. When did it feel like you were finally in control of this game?
Well, what was big is that we got them in foul trouble early. We knew that once we got them in foul trouble that we could control the pace of the game. And from there on, we just tried to get to the free throw line, attack them, and be super physical with them.
Alex, you got pressed into ball handling duties a little bit more tonight. How tough was that pressure defense put on by Bethany tonight?
Yeah, it was tough, I guess. They ended up trapping, and we were just trying to get it to Nathan. This is what 90% free throw shooter, so we just had to keep getting it to him, and we felt pretty good with him.
Guys, thanks for stopping by. Go see if Coach Dalma's coming or if I can close things down. I'll wait for the thumbs up from you guys. And when I say there are a couple hundred people here for Dort College, I'm not exaggerating, and every one of them wants a piece of Coach Dalma right now, and I would imagine they will want a piece of the two Colorado boys as well. And I'm going to tell you what, let's go back to the numbers. I think I gave you Bethany's points and rebounds, and I did for Dort College as well. For Dort College, two assists for Nathan Rindles, two for Andrew O'Donnell. For Bethany, they got six assists from Nathan Coleman. He was pressed into a lot of point guard duty tonight, though, as Bethany was in some foul trouble, as Nathan Rindles and Alex Terpstra alluded to. Cody Harris ends up with two steals. Let's take one more break. We'll see if the coach makes it down. If he doesn't, we'll close it down. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ross Dalma joins me for brief comments. And, Coach, I'm going to start off with the crowd support here tonight. There was a reason you couldn't make it over right away, and that's because I would guess we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 300 fans here. Everybody wanted a piece of you, and on a night like tonight, that's a good thing.
Mike, it is. I tell you what, this crowd tonight is just a testament to Dort College and the great support that we get nationwide. Can't say enough about the energy they brought here and the fact that they've been so cordial and kind to our team, reaching out, coming up, introducing themselves, playing a little bit of the Dort bingo game. Been a fun evening so far, and we got to finish that off by heading out for some pizza, and guessing a lot of these folks will follow us to the pizza joint as well, something that our advancement office put together. Les Netches is out here, and just a great evening overall. But as far as the game is concerned, outstanding effort by our guys. Really proud of the effort that we put forth. It wasn't a clean game all the way. It was a hard-fought game. It reminded me a lot of conference tournament, national tournament in terms of the physicality. Not so much the play yet at this point in November, but just the physicality of it. And I thought our guys handled their athleticism and physicality well. A couple big plays by the Colorado guys. Terpstra hit a huge shot when we were up six to put us up eight, I believe, when we were up against the shot clock on a 18-foot pull-up. And then Nathan handling the press all night and then knocking down free throws in the clutch proved to be invaluable for us. So really happy for those two guys getting in front of a lot of family and friends and getting all the well wishes and stuff. Good evening so far, and be great to try to cap it off tomorrow night.
Taking on this Bethany team, and you and I were both concerned about their ability to get to the rim and also their ability to kick it out to Harris. You controlled Cody Harris for the most part, but he ended up making a game of it down the stretch. Talk about the defense for the first 39 minutes on Cody Harris.
You know, we just felt that he was a key. He has unlimited range, but he's also very athletic. Pat Knoblaw did a very good job. Alex Terpstra did a very good job. Andrew O'Donnell had some runs at him as well. Just an outstanding player. What I really liked, too, was that we were able to shove the ball into gaps against with their athleticism. And I thought we did a nice job of forcing 17, 18-foot shots. And then when the ball went up, it was just a battle up there. And I thought our guys, for the most part, did that. I think we out-rebounded them by 17. And just a testament to our toughness that we saw tonight. I want to say, too, I think our three freshmen grew up a little bit. The two post kids were very good, and Taylor and Layton. Andrew did some very good things, attacking, defending, handling the ball against their pressure. But I thought David didn't hurt her for a senior. The first half he gave us was really good. That was really good. And just really happy for the guys. They really invested a lot emotionally and physically into this game, and it was good to see us come out ahead.
Johnson and Wales tomorrow. We'll worry about that one later on tonight. Don't let the bus leave without me, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Once again, our final score, Dort College 83, Bethany 75. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.